So we'll do the invocation on page 13 of this book, Ishopanishad. So,
Puri? Which page?
1-3. Excuse me. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Translation: the personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of complete whole is also complete in itself. Because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The complete whole, or the supreme absolute truth, is the complete personality of Godhead. Realization of the impersonal Brahman, or of Paramatma, the Supersoul, is incomplete realization of the absolute complete. The supreme personality of Godhead is Satchidananda Vigraha. Realization of the impersonal Brahman is the realization of His Sat feature, or His aspect of eternity. And Paramatma realization is the realization of His Sat and Chit features, His aspects of eternity and knowledge. But realization of the personality of Godhead is realization of the all transcendental features, Sat, Chit and Ananda, bliss. When one realizes the Supreme Person, he realizes these aspects of the absolute truth in their completeness. Vigraha means form. Thus the complete whole is not formless. If he were formless, or if he were less than his creation in any other way, he could not be complete. The complete whole must contain everything, both within and beyond our experience. Otherwise, he cannot be complete. Let's do one more paragraph and then we'll stop for questions and answers. The complete whole, the personality of Godhead, has immense potences, all of which are as complete as He is. This phenomenal world is also complete in itself. The 24 elements of which this material universe is a temporary manifestation are arranged to produce everything necessary for maintenance and subsistence of this universe. No other unit in the universe need to make an extraneous effort to maintain the universe. The universe functions on its own timescale, which is fixed by the energy of the complete whole. When that schedule is completed, this temporary manifestation will be annihilated by the complete arrangement of the complete whole. So in these first two paragraphs, Krishna is described as a person. And unless one realizes Krishna, then one doesn't know the Supreme Personality of Godhead in whole. Now, when one realizes the Brahman feature, one realizes the Sat feature or the eternity feature. This realization brings some sort of happiness, as in there is no material distress. In this material world, as long as we have this material body, we are subjected to distress. We are subjected to anxiety, and we are subjected to so many other difficult situations. But realization of Brahman means there are no more of those difficulties. But that's good, right? That's what everybody wants, no more difficulties. What's the problem in just realizing Brahman? One might ask that question. The problem is that there is no activity. The Brahman realization is that I merge into the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, free from material anxieties. But there is no activities, there is no personal touch, or there is no personal dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the impersonal realization, there is a chance. There is every chance, actually Srila Prabhupada writes in the Isopanishad, that there is every chance that one might fall down. Yenera vindaksha vimukta vaninas tvayasta bhavat avishuddha buddhaya aruhya krichena param tadam tada patantyanadro yashmanangreha. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when the demigods are praying to Lord Krishna in the womb of Mother Devaki, they say that those who think they are liberated, And those who think they are beyond the clutches of this material existence, their intelligence is not 100% pure. And there is every chance that they will fall down. Why? Because they have neglected to serve your lotus feet. So the impersonal realization is one level of realization. The Paramatma realization is the next realization, wherein one is situated in terms of dasya, the shantaras, neutrality, peaceful neutrality with the Lord, wherein one knows, one is aware of Krishna as Paramatma, and he pretty much does nothing about that. There's no interaction. But whereas when one realizes Krishna as he is, then there is a relationship which develops. And in that relationship called rasa, one obtains the highest pleasure. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion that there are three kinds of pleasures. One pleasure, and Prabhupada translates it as material, spiritual and devotional. The material pleasure is the pleasure which one gets from doing our day-to-day activities, trying to enjoy our body and senses. That's material pleasure. But material pleasure is temporary and it's flickering. One doesn't get real permanent pleasure. Why is that? Because the spirit soul within the body is seeking pleasure, and because it is spirit soul, when it tries to get pleasure from the material objects, it's a very incompatible situation. But we get some pleasure out of that material sense object or activity, but ultimately there is disappointment. And that's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 22nd verse, Yehi samsparsha jab hoga, dukha yonaya evate, adyanta vantu kaunteya, nateshu ramate buddha. He says that the womb of misery comes from this particular aspect of material sense enjoyment. When one tries to grab some pleasure out of this material senses, there is a beginning and there is an end to such pleasure. And the wise, they do not take any happiness in them. So that is material pleasure. The spiritual pleasure is, which we just talked about, is merging with Brahman. Or realizing Brahman is the next pleasure. And that pleasure is far, 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 far superior to material pleasure. Why? Because in the material pleasure, there is a little bit of pleasure and there is much severe pain, a lot of pain. It's just like if you go and apply for a credit card and the credit card company says that I'm going to charge you 1,000,000% interest. For every $100 you borrow, I'm going to get $1,000,000 back. That's the credit card. You wouldn't really want it. I mean, okay, great, I get $100 now, but I have to pay so much of trouble in future just to recoup that back. So that is material pleasure. But the spiritual pleasure is far, far better. And in Brahman realization, there is no material miseries that is bothering you. But Rupa Goswami says this. He says that if you take that Brahman pleasure, multiply it 1 trillion times, that Brahman pleasure. If you multiply it by 1 trillion times, that pleasure is not even equal to an atomic portion of the drop of happiness we get when we render devotional service to Krishna. So devotional service is that far. Actually, Rupa Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, there is no comparison. He is just giving us some numbers to get a brief idea of how far or how sweet, how tasty and how joyful is devotional service to Krishna, the bhakti, or that rasa, which is the exchange of mellow with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the realization of Krishna as a person, as the is the highest form of realization. Why? Because it gives the highest form of bliss. And there are many other aspects to it about how Krishna is attracted to that form of devotion and only attracted to that form of devotion. Krishna can give many things to many people. But in the highest form of that devotion called Prema Bhakti, Krishna gives himself. What does it mean, Krishna giving himself? Means he becomes bound up by the desires of that particular Premi Bhakta. It's very, very difficult, very, very rare, but the highest form of bliss is in that particular aspect of devotional service. And Bhagavad Gita gives us hints. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't reveal himself completely about prema and prema rasa and everything, but he gives hints. And Krishna, he makes conditions first. First, surrender unto me, then we'll talk. Otherwise, bye-bye. But the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? There are internal reasons and external reasons. Internally, he came to taste the devotion unto himself, and externally, he came to give this particular prema to everybody without discrimination. He did not make condition. He never said, you know, you have to first surrender, you have to get qualified. He says, anybody and everybody who has faith can take this particular prema and be happy. And this is very rare. Chirada dattam nijagupta vittam svaprema namam ritamatyudara apamaramyo vitadara apamaramyo vitatara gora krishno janebhya stamaham prapadya. It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 22nd, first verse. He says, chirada dattam, for a long time. How long? Because Mahaprabhu comes only once in day of Brahma. Once in day of Brahma is a very, very long time. Trust me, one day of Brahma. He comes only once. Chiradadatam, for a long time. Nija Gupta Vittam. What? Nija means personal. Gupta means secret, very secret. Vittam, treasure. He's that treasure of his own personal treasure. He didn't give it to anybody for so long. He came. Nija Gupta Swaprema Nama Amrita Matyudara. So, Prema Nama. He came to give that Swaprema Nama. Nobody has given Prema Nama before. Every Kali Yuga, there is an incarnation which comes. But that incarnation just gives Nama. He says, every time he says Nama, take this Nama and be liberated. Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan Astihi Eko Mahanguna Kirtana Eva Krishna Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam. That you chant the names, you will get liberation in Kali Yuga. What people were doing, meditation for Satya Yuga, what people were doing, so much of severe tribulations, just chant, you will get the Mukti. And that is there in Bhagavatam. But Mahaprabhu's mercy is that he gave Prema Nama. He added Prema to that Nama. By chanting those same names, Mahaprabhu has invested that potency that you get Prema, love of Godhead. In that way, he has given something which no other incarnation has given. And it's the highest thing with no pre-qualification or condition. That is Gaura. And that's why he said Namo Mahavadanya. Why is he called Namo Mahavadanya? Why is he so munificent? Because he's giving the highest with no qualification. Apamaram yobitatara gora. He didn't consider, even though to the most common man, apamaram, pamaram means common, very common man. Apamaram yobitatara gora, he's freely distributed. Apamaram yobitatara gora, to that Gaura Krishna, I offer my obeisances. We have also a small Gaura Krishna, but we offer obeisances to this Gaura Krishna. That is Mahaprabhu's incarnation, most munificent. So we are extremely, extremely fortunate that we have come into shelter of that same Gaura who is giving us this form of love of Godhead. So that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. And by mercy of Prabhupada, who was so faithfully carrying the message of Sri Mahaprabhu, we have come into this position, and we just count our blessings and be hungry and humble, as our temple president says, and then we serve Krishna and then we get prema. So, yes, Ramananda Sakha Prabhu had a question.
Prabhuji, as you said, we are fortunate that we got this opportunity. But what happens if in this lifetime we are not successful? And then who knows when we are going to come back again to this form again? At that time, we don't know whether we will come back in contact with the same Nama, or it could be different at that time. So, can you comment on that?
Well, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, 41st verse. Neha bikrama nashvasti pratyavayana vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato vayati. He says that a little endeavor on this path, you don't have any loss, and that will save you from the most fearful type of situation. The exact situation which you mentioned, that if I don't perfectly achieve spiritual realization in this lifetime, then what happens is Krishna gives opportunities so that in next lifetime one is placed in the family of a devotee or in the very good Brahmana family. So Krishna never forgets that what service the devotee has done. Devotee may forget what service I have done, but Krishna will not forget. And he gives 100% guaranteed, he will give chance so that one may further advance in devotional life. There are abundant of evidences in the history. We have Maharaj Bharat, who became a deer and later he became Jad Bharat, became a realized soul. There are so many places where Krishna gives impetus to his devotees. Even if one approaches Krishna, like Dhruva Maharaj, with a material motive, once you see Krishna, your material motives are destroyed. So he works in ways and means which are unknown to us. He's perfect. Bhishma Dev says, when he was in Bhagavatam, in the first canto, 9th chapter, Bhishma Dev says, people have tried from time immemorial, extremely intelligent people, who are very learned people, they try to figure out the plan of God. They are unable to do so. So nobody can figure out. He works in mysterious ways, but he says, Suhurdam Sarvabhuta, I am the well-wisher of every living entity. When he declares that promise, and Kaunteya Pratijanahi Name Bhaktya Pranashyati, he says that. He gives that promise. Declare this boldly, O Arjuna, that my devotee will never perish. When he gives those promise, when Krishna gives that promise, or when Krishna gives those words, who can kind of oppose him? Who can go against Krishna? Fear personified fears Krishna. Everything just bows down his lotus feet. The sun moves because it's under his order. The moons, the oceans are there because his power is there. Everything is just perfectly arranged to his power. Nobody can check Krishna's conditions. Of course, there are exceptionally rare cases in a very elevated places that will happen. But those are like different frame of transcendence altogether. In the regular course, he'll never, if you have rendered service to him, he will never forget you. That's his greatness. Krishna is such, material nature is such, you do so much of service to anybody, you do one fault, they will forget all the service and remember that fault. It's the nature of this world. You'll feel terrible. You feel like disgusted. I've worked so hard. Yes, one fault had happened and that guy remembers only that fault. But Krishna is exactly the opposite. You may have 1,000 faults, yet you have one good habit, Krishna will see that good habit. Or good thing you have done. Good service you have done. Even if it is, that is why the holy name is so merciful that even if you chant it in a very joking way, in an insulting way, in an offensive way, yet the holy name acts. Ajamil was just chanting the names of Narayan, calling out for his son. He was not even remembering Narayan. But yet Narayan was so merciful, he said, this fellow chanted my name, I'm going to send my Vishnudutas to stop him. Now Yamadutas were right on the way to capture his soul, but Vishnudutas said, no, that is the power of Narayan. He was not even remembering Narayan, Ajamil, at the time of death. That is Krishna. You chanted my name somehow or other, you are my servant. Now if Ajamil could get such mercy just by unknowingly, by just even casually chanting the names, how much more so is the people who are actually seriously taking shelter of Krishna? Doesn't Krishna have that power to protect his devotees? Of course he has. It's impossible that anybody cannot have that faith. And there's no way Krishna is going to let that devotee go. One of the senior leaders in ISKCON, he said that, you know, many people joined the society and they served for a few years, few decades, whatever, and they left the society. He said, the most miserable people on the planet are those who serve Krishna and then are trying to forget Krishna. What happens is when you serve Krishna, he'll take away your material tastes And then when you stop serving him voluntarily, you are caught in between. Because that sweetness of the service, once you taste it, once you relish it, once you know it, everything else, like, you know, you can't. It's Krishna will forcibly drag you to him, whether you like it or not. Srila Prabhupada writes also in Nectar of Instruction that devotional service is so pure and potent that once you start it, it forces and it drags the performer of devotional service to ultimate success. That's the nature of devotional service. Any questions? Any comments? I don't think we can get further than this, but we have a topic seminar. But any questions? Any comments? Yes.
The mantra is saying the Sachit Ananda Vigraha, and you know, I was wondering if you can give a little more explanation.
Sure. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a form, and that form is Sachit Ananda, means it is full of eternity, transcendental. A transcendence and bliss. Now, in material world we have form, right? But this form A is temporary. It'll be there today, gone tomorrow. It's full of miseries. You know, this joint pain, that hip pain, that this pain, so many problems. And then it's not full of bliss either. So Krishna's form is the form of bliss. And that particular form of Krishna with Shamsundar form, who's bent at three places, who's playing on his flute, who's draped in a beautiful yellow garment, and who's decorated with beautiful ankle bells, and who's decorated with beautiful minerals, and who has a extremely beautiful peacock feather on his head. That form of Krishna is the most attractive of all the forms of Lord. Why? Because in that form, one freely reciprocates that same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is so powerful and who is devastating power, controller, everything. In that particular form, he exhibits his ultimate sweetness. And that sweetness, when one is relishing, that's the highest form of bliss. And that is the Sachitananda Vigraha. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion that there is no difference between Vishnu and Krishna. They are the same. They are the absolute truth. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. That from Krishna comes Vishnu. And whatever comes from the Supreme Lord is complete, is powerful in the Supreme Lord himself. But Srila Rupa Goswami says that Krishna, who is playing in Vrindavan on his flute, he possesses rasa. He is the Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Means he is the complete reservoir of all rasas. And through him can one relish that rasa. And that is the highest form of vigraha, is called Sachitananda Vigraha. Every other vigraha is as potent, but the sweetness or madhurya of Sri Krishna, that is the highest. That's why Rupa Goswami says both are the same, but yet in comparison, Sri Krishna's Sachitananda Vigraha is the highest. And that vigraha is there right now in front of Madan Mohan, because all the acharyas, when they call out to Krishna, he comes in the form of this archavigraha to accept the service. Because through blunt senses, you cannot see Krishna. In fact, the yogis, they perform most severe austerities for many, many, many lifetimes, practicing yama, niyama, pranayama, and so many other things. What happens in the end? They can't even see the tip of lotus feet of Sri Krishna. It is said, Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam siopyasyat prapadasimnya vichinti tatve govindam adi purusham. In the Brahma Samhita it is said that these yogis, they are the munipunga, the best of the munis. And what are they doing? They are performing pranayams, meditation, breath control restraints, mental control, celibacy, so many things they do. Why? To see Krishna. What happens? They won't even see the tip of lotus feet of Sri Krishna. It is said the same thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yatpada pamsur bahujanma krichrito. Ritatma bir yogi bir apyalabhya. Saeva yadrik vishyasvayam sitam kim varnete dishtamata ubrajaukasham. It is said, yat padapamsut bahu janma krichrito. Through many, many, many lifetimes, they work very hard. Ritatma bir yogi bir apyalabhya. That even through the very firmly determined people and yogis, he's not api alabhya. He's not even visible. Saeva yadrik vishyasvayam. That same Supreme Personality of God is right there in Vrindavan playing with his friends, just as they are equals. Oh, what's the good fortune of Braja? Or the residence of Braja? Said. So only Krishna is attracted through bhakti and nothing else. So that's the sum and substance. So that's the Satchitananda Vigraha and how to achieve Satchitananda Vigraha. Hare Krishna. You had a question?
I'm just wondering. These rishis were not able to even see the Divine Lord because they haven't taken a path of bhakti. That's the only reason or anything else?
Well, Krishna is attracted only through bhakti. There is we get through all these different processes, there are different end results. End results are different. But if one wants to see Krishna as he is, then one has to perform devotional service. Krishna is only attracted by that and nothing else. Okay. Thank you. So I think we are running a little late. I apologize for that. So we'll have these Wednesdays. We were opening up for anybody who wanted to speak for a short while on any topic on Bhagavad Gita. And today we have the pleasure of having Venki's father, Hanumantrao Prabhu, who will come over and give a talk. Give and your topic is
search for real happiness.
Search for real happiness. So,
at the end, we'll see whether we get the source or not.
Okay. So, any other questions or any other comments we can have a little later? So, after this talk, we'll have, it will be approximately about for 20, 25 minutes. And then we'll have the Aarti, Damodar Ashtakam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.